Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, December 12th. Negotiators are scrambling at COP28 in Dubai, with some delegates talking about stretching the climate summit to another day to prevent it from failing.
I want to see stronger language, especially regarding fossil fuel phase out, regarding human rights, regarding the finance and the funding of everything. The new draft, it isn't a real solution.
That's coming after a reference about phasing out fossil fuels was removed from the latest draft. Previous versions had included several options for a phase out, raising hopes that a historic declaration might be made. The US, the UK, and the European Union expressed disappointment with the draft last night, calling it insufficient, with some Australian media reporting that a group of countries, including the US, would not sign the draft as it is now. The UN General Assembly is resuming its emergency session on Gaza today, just days after the US vetoed a Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire. A top UN official tells CNN the UN staff in Gaza feel abandoned after the US veto and, quote, cannot understand why a ceasefire has not been agreed upon. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden renewed his support for Israel yesterday, but also warned about the public opinion on the conflict in the Middle East.
We continue to provide military assistance to Israel until they get rid of Hamas. But we have to be careful. They have to be careful. The whole world's public opinion can shift overnight. We can't let that happen.
Biden was speaking at a Hanukkah reception at the White House last night that included Holocaust survivors, lawmakers, and various Jewish leaders. An emergency aid package that would provide funding for Israel and Ukraine remains blocked in Congress as Republicans want to tie immigration and border policy changes to it, which Democrats refuse. That impasse in Congress is why Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington for talks today. It comes as Kyiv's war with Moscow has largely been overshadowed by the conflict in Gaza, and comes as the White House warns American aid to Ukraine could imminently dry up. CNN's MJ Lee has more from the White House.
President Zelensky will be visiting Capitol Hill first, where he will be meeting with senators from both parties before he has a one-on-one meeting with the new House Speaker, Mike Johnson. Of course, Zelensky is hoping that his visit here can break the impasse that we have seen on Capitol Hill over the issue of the billions of dollars in additional funding for Ukraine that has been such a priority for the White House.
Zelensky's 11th-hour invite from President Biden highlights the urgency in approving the new package, warning that American aid that's already approved will be exhausted by year's end. The CEO of Sports Illustrated has been fired after a controversy involving AI. A spokesperson for the publishing company confirmed Ross Levinson's sacking that comes after the magazine was caught publishing stories with fake author names and profile photos generated by AI. Levinson's firing comes less than a week after the publisher also fired three of its major executives. But the publishing company's spokesperson wouldn't comment to CNN if the firings were related to allegations that Sports Illustrated used AI to write articles. Coming up, we'll tell you what Damar Hamlin, Barbenheimer, and the war in Gaza have in common.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
If you turned to Google these past few months to make sense of the Israel-Hamas war, you weren't alone. The company has just released its 2023 year in search, and it shows the war in the Middle East is topping Google's list of news trends in the US and globally. Other searched keywords include the sunken Titan submersible, NFL player Damar Hamlin, late Friends actor Matthew Perry, and also movies Barbie and Oppenheimer. Meanwhile, Riz, the 2023 Oxford Word of the Year, which basically refers to a person's charisma, was the top search for slang definitions. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.